Blog Talk Radio.
Thing is starting. So,
the link for us is in the background.
There you go. Wait a minute. It just disappeared from my calendar. Okay, wait a minute. Oh, it's on my Google Plus calendar.
I didn't think it started until directly after the show.
I thought it started directly after the show, too, but apparently not. Okay, we have to.
If I start going in and out, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah, because Ginger's in the middle of a tornado. We got a perfect storm of events going on. Okay, so some of you are, you can hopefully listen to us. I don't really know what you're doing. Or you can watch Microsoft Reveal, or you can do both. I'm trying to get over there to get Ginger a link.
Taurus, are you cheating on us? Or she's like, I can't hit up the show tonight.
Well, he doesn't usually come in.
Are you...
For
on us with Microsoft. I have to ask. There we go. I asked them.
Okay, let me do a plus one. I'm gonna bring a guest. I'm bringing one guest, and I'm gonna give it. It's gonna be Ginger. You're my guest, Ginger. You're my guest.
Oh, are we calling in?
No. No, it's on Google Plus. They did a hangout, which I'm rather shocked. Let me share. I'm going to share. If you're on Google Plus,
thanks.
If you're on our Google Plus, you can join up. Okay, so we're going to try to keep the news.
Are you going? Yes, I'm going. Saving.
Okay. Oh, I just sent it to you, so you're already good. But if you're on our Google Plus, I will give you a link so you can come sit in while we talk back and forth, because this is going to be interesting. Ginger, yo, Google Plus has got the whole F-CISPA thing going. What's that about?
Well, it's my Google Plus image. I'm so sorry, guys.
What's wrong with the Ginger?
At least it's not. Well, it's because I changed everything. When we did the whole blackout protest, I changed all of my things, like the whole fuck CISPA thing. And
hey, daytime!
I'm sorry, F-CISPA thing. And, apparently I missed changing that one back. Bad.
Okay, so y'all excuse Ginger today. Ginger may be swept up by a tornado at any point in time. So.
Yeah, Ginger is watching these sickly looking skies right now.
It
got
is.
A window open next to me. I got my phone turned all the way up, so if, you know, that alarm starts going off, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm just going to put the phone down and start praying, because that's all I can do to help out. Wow. All right, so we're going to, like I said, do some news vaguely, because we got to keep an eye on this, the Microsoft Reveal thing. For those of you who are at work and can't really watch, you can somehow get away with listening to us or watching us, but you can't do the Microsoft thing. And I don't know what I just did with the Microsoft window. How about that? Ginger, do you have...
I'm here. When's it supposed to start?
You know, it might actually start after... it might actually start after the show. Maybe they're, you know, telling people to come early for whatever reason. I thought I had it on my Facebook for some reason. That's where I remember my invite coming from. Am I crazy? Does anybody else remember being on Facebook? Yeah, I'm maybe crazy. No, it is. There it is. Okay, so I got it on two places.
All right.
So it is starting at noon, and I'm going to invite you over here as well, Ginger. Are we going to stay? Well, if you can stay, I can stay. We'll sit and gripe. You can listen to our crazy comments as you know how we roll.
Y'all can listen to me eat, too. I haven't eaten yet. I'm hungry.
I think I ate. I'm not really sure. All right. So, again, that's going on at noon, so I guess we can go ahead and jump into some news. Oh, man. I just downloaded the game. First of all, let me start with this first. I got this from Twitter. This is a movie. I know you guys are going to like. On one hand, I was like, I really wish they hadn't done this, but in a way, it's kind of smart. And you'll see it while Ginger's running the movie why I said, shut up, migraine. I see it. They threw me off with the Google Plus one. I got too many calendars is what I got. I'm going to need to consolidate all these. Somebody write me an app where I can consolidate all my calendars into one place. Anyway, the lovely young lady sent me this movie, and it's a movie made for gamers by gamers.
Your discretion is advised.
Yes, it is your discretion advised if you're under 18. Ginger, we can't see nothing. You're not broadcasting nothing. There you go. Wait a minute. No, you're not. There you go again. Now you're live again. But I just see our logo. And then she's gone again. There it is. There it is. So I know some. I was kind of like at the beginning, like, oh God, here we go with the gay girl gamers. But in a way, I say it's kind of smart because some of you guys actually like that, and as girls, most of the time, they're not bothered by it. And I'm actually intrigued by the movie. I didn't get to watch the whole thing. I got kind of far into it, and I was actually the writing is good. I like the gaming tie-in. Well, it is just gaming, period. So the shots, the everything, they did a good job so far. So I am talking with them now to see if we can actually carry this on Gamenatrix, because we try to support our fellow gamers when they do creative endeavors.
We do.
Especially when they're women. So thank you. Wait a minute. Every Day Different for sending this over to me. Very nice. It's a short film. It's not very long. So I think it's going to be I don't know what they're doing with this one. I don't know what they're doing. Go and check it out.
Yes, I don't know what the hell y'all are doing, but stop it.
So I got that.
This everything every day. Stop it.
I got this morning. Love it, love it, love it. Of course, some of you guys are going to love Redhead. No, that is not Roulette from Frag Dolls, for the person who I sent this to earlier and asked me. I just see your message back. No, that is not Roulette. It does look a lot like her, though. But it is not her. As far as I know, anyway, I would have thought she would have publicized this if it was her. Okay, so oh, by the way, ESA, can you hurry up and send E3 confirmations back? Because Ural is trying to kill me. He's like, where is my stuff, woman? I sent it. I have to wait on them. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find links. I'm stalling. Okay, so I got this other game in that I thought was going
to
be...
That's fun. I'm messing with the screen trying to get everything all...
Yeah, we got to get this
right. Every day I have to do this. I don't know what's going on. OBS and I are going to break up. I think I just need to uninstall and reinstall.
Don't break up with him. Give him a chance.
Gave me a link. Copy link.
Okay, that right there is World of Kingdoms. Yeah, World of Kingdoms. I got that early this morning. Wait a minute. Is it hailing outside here? What the hell?
Seriously, girl. I told you. This stuff is...
Okay, the sun is shining. Okay, no, I'm imagining. It's not hailing. But it is weird outside. Yeah.
So
it's weird
and dark outside right now.
And if you guys understand how far apart Ginger and I are, we are in Texas, but it's like we could fit, you know...
We're like 10 hours apart.
Yep, we could fit Oklahoma and Louisiana and West Virginia in the space between us. So, yeah, that's a lot of space. So for me to be having some of the weirdness is really weird. Okay, anyway. I really am hearing some strange stuff. I'm scared. Okay, so World of Kingdoms is a new game that's out on iOS today. It's also on Android. I did download it. Sorry, guys, I'm not... Well, let me play through it. I only opened up the screen. I'm really not sure what to do with it. But I love the artwork. If you go over to our site, there's artwork. There's trailer.
The redhead is very pretty.
Yes. These are from my good friends across the pond in Cologne, Neural Games, and they've made games like Mayans and Aliens, The Expendables, and Tiny Bee. They're releasing their new app. As of actually yesterday, World of Kingdoms is available on the App Store and Google Play for free. The game contains a lot of entertaining, high-quality animation features, quests, equipment, spells, and things to help you build your kingdom. You start as a peasant, and you battle your way up to become ruler of a mighty kingdom. And in the World of Kingdoms, of course, you are the ruler. You have to establish the streets, buildings, and manage the resources so that your empire will prosper. Y'all know this is right up my alley. You also defend your kingdom. Also, to attack other kingdoms, you will build alliances with other emperors and use power of magic in order to grow an army so strong and so vast that no army can defeat you. Again, it is free to download. Now, you're saying, yeah, that sounds okay, but this is actually an MMO, so you're playing with other people, and it's free to play. You can also show off your army with your weapons, your spells. It has a message system, so you can communicate with your army. It has a league battle system, so you can compete with other players as well. And again, it is free right now, free on the iOS store, so and Android as well. So, and that trailer there that Ginger's running is also available on our website. Go look for World of Games. I just downloaded it before the show, in the midst of doing 15 other things. You'll know how I roll. What is this on my phone? Okay. Google Plus, you guys are absolutely awesome. Have you downloaded the new stuff for your Droid, Ginger? For the Google?
I have not, but that's probably because my Droid is a little tampered with.
Uh-oh. Oh, I see your point. I see.
I won't say it's that it's that other word, but
it's tampered. I like that word.
Yeah.
And tampered. There, it's absolutely awesome. So I got a little alert, a little thing pop up I've never seen before on my Droid, and it's from the Microsoft reveal there. Hot!
Hotness.
Hot. Y'all know how to do events and stuff. I like it.
Y'all do. All right, I got to do this one, because this is flipping funny to me. So funny. I know, I'm sorry, Ginger's a little bit out of it right now. Ginger's just going back and forth between watching the weather and watching the sky and listening to Corey. I've got you turned down so I can try to hear the sirens if they go off. I'm no joke here. It's a little bit scary out. Anyways, prepare yourself for some finger-fleshing fun. That's right, finger-fleshing fun. Inspired by Men's Room Etiquette, Men's Room Mayhem is a chaotic line, a drawing game where you're hired as janitor of your own men's room. You're responsible for directing patrons, steering them away from trouble, and keeping everywhere sparkling clean. A couple of clean features here. Clean up 7 challenging locations, from country pub to nightclub. Meet 20 different patrons with unique characteristics. Earn trophies by completing in-game objectives, achieve high scores by following the unwritten rules of men's room etiquette, and blitz mode to test your fingers and your nerves. Yay! All right, so the game is available in the U.S. on PlayStation Vita from today. Tomorrow in Europe, fans can get the game, including all bonus locations in blitz mode, at $1.99. And can purchase the game with introductory launch discount of 50% off for PlayStation Plus members for 1 month only. The game will launch on the App Store, Google Play Store, and the Amazon Store for Android on the 23rd of May and be priced at 99 cents. Yay! So anyways, this is Men's Room Mayhem. They warned about blood and other stuff, so I'm a little bit concerned about this. But, yeah, so I had to talk about that because, you know, it's all about pee and men's room. And, yeah, that is disturbing, Jay. That is very disturbing. I don't know what to think about that. Corey, are you still here? Did she get blown away, Corey?
No, I'm muted. I have myself muted. I'm also in a Google Hangout, so I was trying not to let everybody. Well, you know what? If y'all are listening to me via the Google Hangout, come over to our Twitch. We're at twitch.tv/GTR or gamingatrix_GTR, and you can listen to us. We will be streaming the event as well, not just those boys over there. The pee game. I'm really not sure what to make of that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Pee game? I don't know.
That's what I'm going to call it, the pee game, because what else can you call it? I'm nervous, okay? Do you have me nervous? I'm so totally nervous.
With a storm? Girl, I don't blame you.
Because it's getting darker. It's like, right now it looks like it's about 6 o'clock in
Well, hell, you've seen the videos that I posted last night of Oklahoma, right? That's the reason why I'm watching the skies. I mean, it is getting seriously dark. It is disturbing. It's as dark as night outside right now. It's
indeed
crazy.
Indeed. Hello to people in the Google Hangout. I need to find a way to mute myself as soon as I figure out which window I'm in.
Hello, people in the Google Hangout. I know y'all can't hear me, but hello.
Is that Quasia?
Oh, wait. I hope y'all
hey, Quasia. We're actually on doing the live podcast. So, hello, Quasia. If you guys don't know Quasia, go over and check her out. She's on Google Plus. And let me where is my Google Hangout? Okay, there she is. Hey! Okay, I'm going to mute myself so we can finish the news. Okay, so now let me get back to news. Wow.
I,
Do you want to come over to the Google Hangout?
I thought I was already in it.
Oh, there's a she started a private one so that we could all chit chat over there. You know how?
No, that's okay. I just want to make sure that I wasn't like broadcasting to everybody else because you know, I've not used Google Hangout before.
I don't think we were broadcasting. We may be. Ooh, it's too much going on today. All right. Okay, so I have some news somewhere. I got like 50 windows open. Frankie is not happy with me right now. Okay. So of course the Xbox thing is the big news. This.
I don't know if y'all can see. Can you see? It's dark out there. It's like super flipping dark out there.
We can't see. Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow. See, Ginger, it's starting to look like that here.
It is creepy dark out there. Ginger's not happy about this. Okay, I'm going to turn it back off. Because I'm holding my hand because, yeah, the camera doesn't exactly reach all the way over there. It is. Oh, wait, I probably had the camera facing the wrong entire direction. Yay! Out the window. See, it's all dark. It's all gray. It's 11 o'clock here in the morning. What the hell? That's not cute.
That is weird. Okay, so our friends over at Games Industry have crashed. We know your pain. Wow.
Yes, we do. We do know your pain. And now Ginger's kind of...
All right, so...
Already lagging a little bit.
Yes, we're all going to get worried. We're all going to get smashed today. Okay, so this is the big news this morning is the Xbox reveal. Sony tried to steal some thunder yesterday with some teaser screens, which we shared with you.
Always trying to steal stuff.
They didn't do a good job of stealing thunder.
Little thieves over there.
Everybody I talked to was like, what the hell did you just show us? We're not excited. But already there's some reports from suppliers of components that are destined for the new Xbox that suggest they're already ready. That's nice. They have orders that are expected to be ramped up significantly, you know, in the coming third quarter to reach a demand spike in quarter four. Speaking to DigiTimes, sources at various electronics plants have indicated that they expect a strong upswing in business as the result of the deal with Microsoft, improving the financial results for the manufacturers involved. The reports named a number of companies as suppliers, including Lite-On IT for the optical drives. Asia Optical and Numax are thought to be providing lenses, presumably for the new Kinect, whilst Gentech Precision Industrial covers the cooling. The new machine is to be manufactured by Foxconn plants in China. Come on, Microsoft, which have been troubled.
Really,
for
Foxconn again? Have you not learned your lesson?
Yep, this of course has been troubled by the accusations of low safety standards, worker suicides, and other employment rights issues, but remain the preferred agent for many global technology companies, including Apple as well. So yeah, I really wish they would bring that over here. So many people here need jobs, and I'm sorry, China. I know you all need jobs, but as Ginger and Snow were saying, fix your own house first before you go trying to help somebody else. So
exactly.
That was a short one. Might I jump into this one?
You may. Go ahead.
Because I'm very excited about this next one.
Okay.
Peter Molyneux, who is known for Black and White and those types of games, and of course we have Sid Meier, who's released a new game, Ace Patrol for iOS. Will Wright, of course, is aiming for mobile with his new design. Warren Spector discussed his interest in mobile games. And now Peter Molyneux, creator of the God game genre, I wouldn't say he's a creator, Peter, but he was definitely had a strong pimp hand in the I had to do it. I've been dying to use that all day. Okay, so he's announced a deal with mobile game giant DNA, and that's DENA, to distribute Goddess. It's his new studio, 22 Cans, has successfully gathered the funds from Goddess from Kickstarter. He says, for me, this is where gaming really should be. He said, this is where the home of gaming should really exist. When you make a game, good game as a designer, you always have in the back of your mind that people are going to love my game and they're going to get involved in the world and it's going to form part of their life. It's not only now that we've have these devices in hundreds of millions of people's hands that we can truly do that. The Goddess game is being designed for your PC, the Mac, the iOS, and Droid. DNA will distribute and market Goddess when the mobile game is released for Android and iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch devices. The game will also utilize DNA's mobile social games platform here in the Western territories and in Japan and in Korea. And the decision to publish through DNA was in part due to Molyneux's recognition that you could publish it yourself, but that is a distraction. You get it? You could publish it yourself, but that is a distraction. Make your game.
It is definitely a little bit of a distraction, yes.
Yep. He says, and now what you're trying to do as a design team is something that will delight and engage the world. It is easy to enter into discussions with DNA as a global leader in developing and publishing mobile games, and they truly are. DNA is the ideal partner for us to collaborate with on the launch of Goddess. Their breadth of expertise working with second- and third-party game developers is invaluable as we prepare for the release of Goddess on mobile devices. The God game genre is new to mobile platforms, although some developers seem to think they have made God games. I saw one last night that I just wanted to gag and throw up when I downloaded it that's supposed to be, you know, part of the genre. Just because you can make a game does not mean you should. I'm not going to call you out on the air. Maybe I will when I remember your name. That was how horrible it was. He said there are other worlds and rival gods to face here. Basically, it looks like he created black and white. Okay, so you use your fingers on the screen to mold your landscape. So there's terraforming with your fingers. You watch the inhabitants respond. There are other worlds and rival gods to face and challenge, using the power to cause earthquakes, volcanoes, and tornadoes, which can be unleashed upon your foes. You can also send armies of devoted followers into battle against other players. I've been waiting. Thank you, Peter. So I'm not going to tell you any more about it because there's some more stuff down here about the game. He did comment on the Wii U. He says he finds it crushingly disappointing. I know my grade's like, ha-ha!
Crushingly disappointing.
Yeah. He didn't say anything more about why he found it disappointing. He says he's a huge console fan, but he fears that the consoles in general are becoming a hobby, like hi-fi enthusiasts. Doesn't see any innovations in the next-gen console, so he doesn't like any of them. He says he's worried about the reception for the new Sony and Sony PlayStation 4 and the new Xbox. So he says not to the same extent that mobile platforms have touchscreens, numerous sensors, and massive audiences that dwarf the console market at current. So he's not liking any of them. But I am very excited about his game, and I've been waiting for these the OGs of gaming to really show these young ones how it's done.
OGs of gaming.
Yeah. Come on now. You know, you got your Warren Spector, you got Peter Molyneux, you got Will Wright, and these guys have never touched a mobile game. And I know if I were them, and I'm watching what's happening when you get games like, do we need to talk about them again? All the Facebook games, the Cafe World, and yeah, these games. And as a game designer where you've created things that were just iconic, black and white is iconic, The Sims is iconic, you know, Sid Meier, his Pirates, his Sim Golf, any game he touched, iconic. We don't have that. We haven't had that yet. I mean, and don't get me wrong, Angry Birds did something amazing, but you can't play, they haven't made anything else. You can only play Angry Birds for so long. You know, I love the Star Wars one, but after a while, okay, I'm tired of tossing birds into the things. I want to be able to do something else in the game. And these are the guys that did that in their time. We haven't had anybody do it for a mobile device. So I'm looking to see what he's done with Goddess, that because their minds don't work the same way. I think a lot of our developers now kind of like fast food. They're like the fast food of gaming. Anybody else understand what I mean when I say that you're fun? It's fun to play it for a while, then you're like, I'm bored. Whereas I'm looking for something when I pick up even my mobile device. If I'm going to give you money, even if it's only $5 or $6, I still want to be able to play this for months. I want to sit down with my Goddess and say, you know what, I need to redo my, you know, my terraforming and play with my inhabitants, and they've been running since I've been gone, and just, you know, something.
Exactly.
So I haven't seen that yet. The game that just, even on a mobile platform, that just grabs me like, oh my god, I have to play this. I'm going to spend money. Like I am for GTA, I'm spending money. I don't care how much it costs. I may have to sell Baby Nature's shoes, but we're going to.
All right, so I have to do two right here. Katie Couric admits her video game violence episode was just a bit, maybe slightly one-sided.
Getcha.
Yeah, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. In a Friday follow-up segment that aired on her show, Katie Couric admitted that her recent show on video game violence that featured a who's who of anti-video game voices was, well, one-sided. The show was titled, Are Video Games Ruining Your Life? It aired on April 29th and featured Daniel Petrick, who cited video games as being a catalyst for shooting and killing his mother on October 20th of 2007. It also featured Dr. Michael Wollner, one of America's top forensic psychiatrists, Colleen Moore, a counselor at the Illinois Institute for Addiction Recovery, former cult star Quinn Pidcock, who blames his Call of Duty addiction for ending his NFL career, and Common Sense Media CEO and founder James Sayer. Kirk says media says mea culpa, but Kirk saying mea culpa and then adding that she invited Bungie and the ESA to attend the show is nonsense. If she can have over half a dozen guests representing one side in an argument, I'm sure that she could have found just as many guests that think video games are more a force of good than evil. Anyways, you can watch it. You can find the link. I'll put it up later.
Ew.
Wow. Yeah, the ECA offices are just under an hour north of Kirk's studios, too. She could have invited them. She didn't want to, because you know what? That's not good TV.
Maybe we need to go over and leave Miss Corrickson.
A baseball bat with some studs in it?
No, just some choice words.
So razor blades in the tires.
No. We don't want to cause any damage just yet. We want to verbally...
Purple paint all over that horribly dyed blonde job of hers?
I'm surprised to hear her say things. You know, nobody said anything about you when the picture circulated around the internet of you dropping it like it's hot, Miss High and Mighty newscaster. You're not supposed to be doing that either.
Although she knows she's on a pedestal. We can't knock her down. We can't knock her down. No, man. No way, man.
I was thinking, wow, it's nice to see you loosen up. But then you turn around and stab me in the back, Katie.
Well, you know how these blonde bimbo cheerleader types are.
Ginger. Oh, my God. Somebody come get her. Come get her. She's out of control.
Totally. Seriously. Tick me off. Talk about my games. And hello, Nerdcore. That's awesome.
Welcome.
Thank you for following me.
Oh, that was like, is he in the room? Welcome to Ginger's Life. All right, so, you know, I cannot.
Oh, wait, I said I was going to do two.
Oh, go ahead, do it.
Let me do it. I got a little bit distracted with the whole Kitty Kirk fiasco crap. All right, so, Sheep Shack. Yeah, baby.
No, you did not.
New puzzle game will launch at the end of this month. Yay! Tumblr and Brightside Games are pleased to announce Sheep Shack. Sheep Shack combines the addictive styles of Whack-A-Mole and Fruit Ninja, resulting in a new style of gameplay for all ages. Your new adorable sheep friends need your help. Feed them, shear them, and slice away the angry wolves. Racing against the clock, players will be presented with a 3D Rubik's Cube-like shack where the sheep are kept. Swipe the cube vertically and horizontally to discover where all the sheep are hiding. Shear the sheep by swiping across them as they leave the shack. Swipe the big sheep twice, they have more wool. Swipe, feed, release, and shear in a specific order to create combos and earn maximum points. Yay! Alright, so this is a sheep shack and it's for the iOS.
Wow.
Yeah, that's for.
What did you do to me? And where did you do it? Because I got, like, every social network we're on open, and that's, like, 50.
I know, right? It's kind of crazy right now.
It is quite crazy. There's another game that's out. I'm trying to see if I can get a hold of a trailer somewhere, because I can't right now. I might be able to grab a photo, at least, so you can see it. No. Apparently, I cannot. Oh, there's one. Let me grab that image. All right.
Oh, my God. Oh,
what
my
happened?
God. NASA is funding a 3D food printer, and it's going to start with pizza.
Why do they... Wait a minute. Can we eat it?
Yes!
Oh, yeah, because it's going to be dried. Yes. Oh, okay. I get it. It took me a minute.
3D printing. See? Who was it I was arguing with the other day?
It was probably me.
You, Lethal, that was saying, oh, 3D printer's never going to go anywhere. They're making pizza. Ha!
Well... I just don't. The only thing I'm worried about is the guns. Like we were saying, I think it's going to be it's brilliant, the idea. I'm worried about what other people, less than scrupulous minds, will do with it, because we don't have all good people that are going to just make pizza or shoes like myself, because I need some shoes. Anyway.
Why are we, like, peeking in on this guy in his window?
Well, this is a new game coming out called That Cancer Game. All right. Yeah, okay. So I found this over on Eurogamer. He says, Joel Green, Simon Parkin actually wrote this piece. He said, Joel Green is hysterical and there's nothing I can do about it. I try bouncing him on my knee, but whenever I stop, the giggles make way for fresh anguish. I try offering him a carton of apple juice, But what little fluid he manages to swallow soon comes back up, chased by curdling screams. Many video games are power fantasies. This particular video game, he says, is something else. It's a puzzle without a solution. It's a game about pain, loss, fear, and ultimately surrender. In many ways, it's about this. It's a disempowerment fantasy, except Joel Green's story is no fantasy. Ryan Green, who's Joel's father and the co-creator of that Dragon Cancer, says that is how it really happened. So we were in the hospital. Joel had acute stomach pains, and it was right after the doctors declared him terminally ill. In just 2 hours, Joel became severely dehydrated because of the stomach bug and was unable to keep any fluids down. He says, and for 6 hours, he could not comfort his child. He said it was a window into hell. He felt overwhelmed. He called his wife, and he says, he told her she needed to come. He couldn't do it anymore. Joel is 4 years old. And he's currently fighting his third year of terminal cancer. His young body is already
4 years old.
And he's already in.
He's been a year old.
Yes, and he's already endured a life worth of surgery, chemotherapy. The tumors have left him partially deaf and blind. And at one point, they forced him to relearn how to walk even, yet he remains currently a cancer survivor. He's confounded his medical treatment's expectations with a resolute determination to stay with us. I love it. But while the family remain in the eye of the storm, next week Joel is going to have an MRI scan to check whether the skewered tumors have returned, and they've chosen this moment to express their story through a video game. And I love that they did this so that it's not a power fantasy. There's things in the game like you can click to pray. Click pray, and your character, who is voiced by Green himself, utters a desperate, gutsy plea for a divine intervention, something, anything to ease his child's pain. You can go over and check the story out on Eurogamer. I love the way the game looks. And by the way, this is not a beta. This is on purpose. So it's very artistic to me that they decided to use the polygon model. Now they say the cries and things that you hear is not actually Joel when you play the game, and
that would be a little bit disturbing.
Yeah, he said. Of course, the message in the game is whether the real Joel lives or dies, because right now he's around. We're hoping he gets to stick around, but you don't know. Neither do they. You can. Contact Macmillan Cancer Support. I'm trying to get a good link so that you can go over and offer some support. I don't know if the game is there, and we may try to track him down, see if we can find out some information. I know you guys are like, oh, that's so morbid, but it's something that a lot of media outlets, well, all of our media outlets overlook when gamers do things like this, or we try to tell stories. They just think it's all fun and games, for lack of better terminology to explain. I think this is beautiful that the father decided to do this. Just wonderful.
That thunder, is your place?
You heard thunder?
I'm hearing thunder.
I was hearing some booming earlier. I don't know what it was. I'm staying in this room that I'm in.
Oh, never mind. It's my weather thing going off telling me, okay.
Do you need to jump down in the basement? Do we need to?
No, I'm good. I'm good for the moment.
All right, anyway, go to macmillan.org.uk, or even here in the U.S. if there's some organization like Texas Children's Hospital has a lot of cancer patients and support groups, and just support. And of course, if you run across this game anywhere on the internet, because I'm not able to find it just yet, I found that screenshot over at Eurogamer. Go and support the game. I think I would love to play this. It would probably leave me in a teary shambles, but gotta play it. Gotta check it out. Wonderful. Something different, I'm getting choked up. That he said he's just a baby, and he's going through all of this. A lot of you don't.
I know this is not fair. It's not right. It's no. Just, I can't believe it. Four years old, 3 years, terminal cancer.
And he's hanging in there. Stay with us, Joel.
Children are amazing.
We got much more games to play, Joel.
Terminal usually doesn't mean that there's a turnaround. I pray and I hope they find something that does turn it around. All right, so my next one, Corey, this one's for you, baby.
Oh, hands below the desk. Ooh.
Trucker Parking Simulator reaches 1 million players in 6 days since launch.
1 million in 1 day.
On the 16th of May, they launched this. They said, we have powered our way up the worldwide app store charts. We're set to hit 1 million players today and have 400,000 players currently competing in Game Center leaderboards. Trucker has reached a number one free app in over 40 countries and number two of all iPad and iPhone apps in the UK and planted itself there for three whole days as of this press release. Trucker Parking Simulator is developed by Hybrid Touch Games and Adam Media, producers of successful titles such as City of Secrets and upcoming Zombie Fish Tank, which I'm going to have to check that one out because Zombie Fish Tank early.
Yeah.
Our resident aliens programmers are in the process of making updates, and the whole team is really excited about the opportunities ahead. So anyways, yes, this is Trucker Parking Simulator.
Okay, so we got another one this morning. I am not all that pleased about.
Are we going to cut? Are we going to smash?
Chilingo, we're going to have to break up. We just got together.
What did Chilingo do?
Chilingo put out a game called Rolling Hero today, and it's free on the App Store. You get to rescue your girlfriend from the evil red man by manipulating the world around you. You use touch controls, tilt each level left and right to roll your hero towards the goal. It has 48 levels, blah, blah, blah. Why does the girlfriend need to be rescued? Why can't it be the boyfriend?
Is that on the Rolling Hero?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed there, Chilingo. You have been doing so great. And then I just, read their bio. Of course, they are a subsidiary of Electronic Arts. Am I going to have to cut ties with all y'all? It's over.
Apparently, Rolling Hero. I don't know what to think about this. I'm a little...
I don't like to rescue the girlfriend. I was all interested in the gameplay, using the... they also did Zombie Fish Tank, by the way. And then, what's funny? Okay, Zombie Fish Tank, they sent us a video. Chilingo did.
Really? Then, do you have it? Because, I was just talking about I'm going to need to see that.
What'd you say, girl?
I need to see that.
You need to see Zombie Fish Tank? Okay, let me get you a link to Zombie Fish Tank, because I'm not pleased with the girlfriend thing, but this one looks interesting. Wait a minute, where are you, Ginger? I got too many windows open for real.
Zombies in a fish tank!
Zombies in a fish tank, Chilingo. See, they do some of the most interesting games, and it's hard to believe that they're part of EA.
Copy link location, piston link location, zombie fish tank, Chilingo. So it's got some cool music too.
Yes, it does.
Oh, look at the zombie fish. are you the zombie fish? Because,
well, I don't know if you're the zombie fish. Hang on.
Like you play as the zombie fish or some sort of weird zombie fish.
You're something. They didn't really give us anything about the zombie.
This is new. I kind of like it.
This is from Chilingo, but Chilingo only does stuff for iOS. No Droid. I think we have one Droid game from them.
Well, then I won't be playing their crap because
Rolling Hero, of course, is on Droid and WWF Rhino Raid and Saito are the only ones they've made for. Well, they say it can be, I don't know what they're doing over there. I'm going to have to check around for this one. It says it should be able to work with Droid, but I don't see any Droid. Yeah, all I see for this one is iOS, iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch. You all need to get with the Droid business. I don't know if you're the fish tank. They don't say. They just, Chilingo, I think we're going to break up. I think it's over. I think I'm done with you, Chilingo. I'm sorry. I tried to make it work.
Exactly.
And whoever just sent me their picture of Paul Walker and Vin Diesel, you are all kinds of wrong. Stop it.
She loves it. She loves it. Send her more. Send her more.
I almost had a heart attack. Look, I almost had a heart attack. Oh, my God. That is too much sexy. Okay, anyway, we need to move along. We got to do news.
We do. All right. Rolling Heroes. Oh, no, we just did Rolling Heroes. Never mind. Yeah. Injustice Gods Among Us. I'll get it right eventually, people. All right, there we go. Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment today is releasing... Wait, no, that's not the right one. There we go. I know I had it. Here, press play. Just press play. No, seriously, just press play. Play, there we go. All right, Batgirl available today as DLC character in Justice Gods Among Us. Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment today is releasing Batgirl as a downloadable DLC.
Ooh.
Character for the DC Comics fighting game Injustice Gods Among Us. Batgirl will be available beginning today on Xbox Live Marketplace for 400 Microsoft points. Awesome. The content's also going to be available on the PlayStation Network for a price of $3.99 tomorrow. Also available today is the Red Sun skin pack featuring skins from Superman's popular Soviet alternate reality, as well as the Killing Joke skin pack from the Batman, the Killing Joke DC comic series. Each pack is available on Xbox Live Marketplace for 240 Microsoft points and the PlayStation Network for $2.39. Yay! Batgirl!
You reached way back for that one. Oh, my God.
I know, right?
That hurt. That was so far back.
That was awesome. Come on, man. Those were the best ones. Awesome. Really were.
It was awesome, but it also hurt. I was always mad that all Batgirl got to do was run. Okay, somebody is serious business. Oh, my. Okay, actually, this is from... I got two things to share with you. Okay. Did you all know that the DS, the Pokemon DS, was waterproof? This is from Sasuke All Anime. If I can get the picture to show up for me. They didn't give me the picture.
Give you the picture?
They didn't. I was trying to actually grab the image, but it's up on Google Plus. So I got too many social networks open because I'm trying to monitor them all. But apparently the DS is waterproof. There's a picture if you go to Sasuke Anime, look them up on Google Plus, and they have a picture of their DS in a bag with water, and it is working just fine. All right. Other thing I wanted to share with you, those of you who want to be coders and you're like, I just don't have the money, how about free? Is free a good price for you there?
All right, free. Tell me more about free.
All right, ECA sent this over to us this morning from Communications of ACM about a school. Okay, so Stephanie Shoup has been a civil engineer for 2 years before she decided her heart was not really in it and what she really wanted to be was a programmer, so she quit her job last May. She moved from Austin to San Francisco, bad move, and began an intensive 9-week, 45 hours a week coding course at a programming boot camp called App Academy. 3 months later, she had a job as an iOS developer at Lookout Mobile Security. Now, luckily for App Academy graduates like Shoup, while the job market is still reeling from the effects of our very bleak economy, software developers, especially those in the mobile space, are in high demand. Luckier still, App Academy stands behind the ability of its students to find jobs, so much so that if you cannot find a job within 1 year, your tuition is free. Grads pay 15% of their first year gross salary when and if they find a job as a programmer. So far, every graduated but one has needed to pay up, having found positions in an average of 4 to 5 weeks. Awesome, right?
Now, that's not bad.
Yeah, now this is a good deal for both students and the academy. Today, the average starting salary for a programmer is $83,000, which means the school earns over $12,000 every time a grad is hired. Hot! The school makes a very aggressive placement effort introducing grads to partner companies and holding a hiring day on the last day of class to attract prospective employers. They said, we're not interested in just getting students that first job. This is from Kush Patel, who's the co-founder. He says, we're trying to set them up for a career in software development, hoping to find them an environment where they can get mentorship and continue to learn. Because 9 weeks of classes is just enough to get you into that first junior developer position. Patel believes the school's unique tuition policy attracts some 500 applicants each semester and has them vying for just 20 seats. Ooh, y'all need to open this up online. Serious business. Shoup agrees living in San Francisco or New York, the two cities where the academy conducts classes, is very expensive, and it's difficult to have to spend a lot of money up front. It's not like you can easily get a student loan these days. Truth. A quarter of students even live rent-free at the academy, which encourages them to eat, drink, and
dream. You know, that's cool.
Yes. They eat, drink, and dream code in a very intense environment. Shoup recalls putting in 80 hours a week, taking classes from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily, and then going home to study, do more homework, sometimes till 3 a.m. Gotta want it, people. The best people suited for the course are those who want to be software developers, not just people who want to learn to code because it might help them in some other career. So it's way too much work. If you're not passionate about it, you're going to burn out. She asked some of her friends who are four-year CS graduates could not believe her progress when after the first week at App Academy, she built a functioning program for San Francisco's BART transit system. Wow! She went on to create another 14 apps during her 9-week course. currently the curriculum taught by only 2 instructors, 3 teaching assistants, focuses on web development using Ruby on Rails, which is awesome. I've been trying to learn Ruby for years, and JavaScript, which I've also been trying to learn for years, which Patel describes as the 2 languages that give his students the most opportunities once they graduate because they are so flipping hard to learn, nobody touches them. Despite the heavy competition to join the Academy's limited student body, no college degree or even a specific educational background is required, meaning you can be have been working at McDonald's and walk in there and say, I'm going to do this, and that's it. You can come in. Indeed, Patel recalls one grad who only had completed high school, took the course, and is now a programmer at one of the top Rails consultancies. Hot. Candidates whose applications are approved are handed an introductory programming book to read and are then given an online timed coding test. Based on the results, applicants are selected to do a live Skype interview. Since we're looking for people who have done enough programming to know that they enjoy it, have problem-solving abilities, can learn quickly, and can communicate their ideas effectively, we often find that those who do better on the coding test are people who have no CS background at all. We believe that training to be a CS grad and training to be a programmer are 2 totally different goals. App Academy opened its doors at the end of July and plans to grow steadily, expanding the current class size to 30 or 40. At that point, other city locations may be added, and the curriculum may be expanded into other course material. Most importantly, Patel says the goal is to see 90 to 95% of students who graduate become software engineers. That, he says, is how he'll measure the school's success. Meanwhile, other schools for developers, including Manhattan-based the Flatiron School and San Francisco's Dev Boot Camp, have similar programs, but neither has a no tuition until employment policy. But I'm willing to bet they're probably going to switch it up soon. At the Flatiron School, which opened back in August, students do 100 hours of pre-work before coming to the campus and taking the 12-week course, which involves a minimum of 45 hours a week, but more likely 70-plus hours per week. On completion of the course, students are qualified to be employed as junior web developers.
That's not bad. That's kind of nice.
Yes. Of 19 students who attended the school's first semester, everyone seeking a job found one, says President Adam Enbar. Starting standard tuition, of course, for them is $10,000 per semester, but Flatiron also charges companies a placement fee to hire its grads. Students who use the placement service usually receive a $4,000 tuition refund. If they find employment through other means, there is no refund. Flatiron is also interested in growth, but only if it can recruit enough really great teachers. He says, right now we have a 10% acceptance rate, so we can literally admit 10 times as many students and make a lot of money. But our focus is to keep high-quality programming to teach people great skills so they can get great jobs. This is not something you can grow easily. So if you want to go over and check out App Academy, go to appacademy.io. Should get you most of the way there. I wish they would do this online.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Because I could handle this online. I'd be a no-sleeping beep, but I don't.
I know, right?
And I do. I do have a love of programming, just not the theory. And I'm pretty much guessing they leave the theory part out because, as Microsoft told me,
yeah.
Hunter told me, we don't care if you can explain why it works, as long as it works.
Exactly.
If it's broke, do you know how to fix it? That's what we want. So.
All right, I got to talk about this next one because this is Snow's favorite game ever.
Yes, I put that up on the site. Let me link it to her. She messaged me and said she was sick.
Oh, poor girly. My virtual girlfriend gets a facelift. That's right, folks. My virtual girlfriend, the game that Snow just loved, and by loved, I'm saying hates, wanted to burn, gets an update which allows players to apply any photo as the face of your virtual girlfriend. That's right. You can now stalk that girl that you can't actually get by making her your virtual girlfriend.
And then be mean to her and lock her up in your phone.
And all right, Wet Productions announces a significant update to the popular dating simulation game. Popular by who? Who likes this? A virtual girlfriend with version 2.0. It includes a new feature that allows users to take a photo from their iPhone's camera, you know, they totally creeped at the girl from the library, and place it on the face of their virtual girlfriend, allowing the player to date virtually anyone they couldn't get in real life. My Virtual Girlfriend is a dating simulation game on iOS device that features a host of characters to choose from. The goal of the game is to charm your way into the heart of your virtual date and eventually get her to fall in love with you. It combines both humor and romance and a unique gaming experience. Mike Emerson, president of Wet Productions, says players have been asking for more detailed customization to the characters. We felt that adding a way for the player to use their own images would be a really fun feature. Now they can put the face of a celebrity, a crush, their real-life girlfriend, or whoever that favorite person is. In addition to that, we've added even more body and face customizations that allows the players to further detail out the appearance of their dream date. Oh, my God. My virtual girlfriend is available worldwide exclusively through the App Store on iTunes. It's rated 17+. It's for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch, and no, they did not actually give me a price. Oh my God. Stop being creepers, people, man. You're just helping people be creepers. Don't be a creeper. Creepers are bad, okay? Creepers are bad.
And let me quote Snow. She says, oh, WTF, that's effing creepy. Stalkers, WTF, I don't want some random a-hole putting my face on a virtual girlfriend. Some efforts are crazy and would take that beep seriously, thinking I'm in a relationship with them.
Seriously, some people are nuts, just batshit crazy.
Ginger, what is with you dropping the S-bombs and F-bombs all day? We're going to have to start
breaking the news. Has me on edge, my bad.
We're going to have to start breaking the news in the morning. Rated M for mature.
My bad.
All right. Oh, my God. I think we're all excited. We got storms. We got new consoles coming. Oh, my God. Okay. Here's something interesting I didn't think I would ever see. One of the writers from the show The Office has joined onto the Angry Birds film.
What?
Yeah, John VT signed up for the 2016 app spinoff Angry Birds movie. He's going to be the writer. That means it may actually not suck. Now, I wish I could tell you more than that.
I'm going to go and protest outside the theaters when that comes out.
You go, well, when you do, make sure you wear an Angry Birds costume and just run into people at random and go, ha-ha! When you do. Because that'll make it funny.
I'm going to do something. I'm going to have to do something. I think, I don't know. Maybe I'll go as a pig.
Oh, don't, no. Don't go as a pig. The people will randomly crash into you and go caca.
Eat more birds.
Ginger, I'm trying to help you from getting hit. All right, so we're getting close to time, and I am being overloaded with IMs of people wanting to know.
Well, I can do another one if you don't have another one.
I can't get my pages to load because it's like I'm getting IM bombed right now.
All right. Well, let me grab this one. Let me grab another one. Alien with a magnet. Kid you not.
That's me. You don't say the magnet word in your computers.
Alien with a magnet. Yeah. From the Netherlands, Ricardo de Zioete and Lucas Honderdos. Announced their first game a while ago, which is coming to iOS, iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, Android, PC, and Mac. An Alien with a Magnet will be a unique game. No, I guess it is an unique game filled with action-packed, magnetized, and arcade-style gameplay, and an extraterrestrial package starring an alien with a magnet. This time, watch behind the scenes of an alien with a magnet and how a level's designed, blah, 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 da-da-da-da. Take control of this alien and his spaceship and get him back to his home planet using a magnet, which he attached onto his spaceship. Get ready to explore multiple galaxies using your magnet to orbit around colorful and unique planets to get to your goal. But look out for the dark holes and asteroids blocking your path. They won't do any good to you and your spaceship. Besides the adventure mode, you can also play the two bonus modes, which will keep you busy for even more hours of fun gameplay. Beat your friends in the online leaderboard, the Star Rush, and get until the last level in the color mode. Expect this fun and amazing new iOS game arriving on your iPhone, iPod, Touch, and iPad soon. Yay! Okay. Alien with a magnet!
I've got to do this story because this directly affects us. Remember when I told you Microsoft told us to shut the hell up because I found a loophole?
Yeah.
Apparently. Yeah, Skype. Apparently some other people have found it. Yeah. According to a test by Ars Technica, Microsoft is intercepting, decrypting, and reading at least some of your Skype messages to the point where URLs embedded in Skype chat are being visited by machines at IP addresses belonging to Microsoft. But most likely it's just a bot, not a human being. And this can only happen, our security expert Dan Goodwin writes, if Microsoft can convert the message into human-readable form at will. Now, Skype currently uses 256-bit AES encryption to ensure communications between users, which is considered very secure. And those of you who have had to set up your home networks, you should be using AES encryption. Secure, perhaps, but it's not necessarily private. When you send a message via Skype containing four web links created specifically for the experiment, or when they did, two of them were accessed by a Microsoft-controlled machine. Skype's privacy policy openly states that Skype may check instant messages and SMS texts for spam, fraud, or phishing attempts, and in some cases have a human being check them. Ergo, we can decrypt our own encryptions and know what you say and know what you send. Skype may use automated scanning within instant messages and SMS to identify A, suspected spam, B, identify URLs that have been previously flagged as spam, fraud, phishing, or phishing links. In limited instances, Skype may capture and manually review instant messages or SMS in connection with spam prevention efforts. Skype may, in its sole discretion, block or prevent delivery of suspected spam and remove suspicious links from messages. This is not good if you have an expectation for the desire of privacy.
Cool. We don't like privacy around here.
Ooh, of course, almost a year ago, the FBI requested private backdoor access into multiple communication social networks, including Facebook, Twitter, and yes, Skype, which is the one that we found. And got told to shut up. That's why they tell us to shut up. Oh, my God. Okay, so anyway, the moral of this story is, people, be careful what you send over Skype and what you're showing over Skype. Right now, VentureBeat has asked Microsoft for a comment on this, and they've not responded. Probably told them to shut up, like they told us. Stop. Take this story down. I'm willing to bet this story is going to disappear from their site probably in a few hours. But, hey, come find us, Microsoft.
come and get it. Come and get it, Microsoft. If you think you're big enough, you come on. You bring it.
Look, my computer is going to go bloof in a minute.
You think you're froggy.
Oh, my God. Did she go to the... She went to the old school. What went to the old school today?
I have no idea, but it's funny.
That one was good. Who is that on our line holding? Who is that?
I don't know.
Whoever's holding on our line, pop in our Twitch room and let us know who that is. I'm not picking it up till we know. We don't generally answer calls in the morning show, but we may talk to you. Because we're getting ready for the Microsoft event. I'm going to need some coffee, a rubber hose, and a chicken.
No, we're good. We're good so far. All right.
Don't ask me why.
It is a real different event. All right. So, do I have a... Nope. There we go. Dragon's Prophet open beta announcement. Dragon's Prophet about to start in Europe, coming with three language versions. For those who haven't yet taken a glimpse into the world of Dragon's Prophet, Infernum offers new information about the game system. But they're not giving me anything. Anyways, as of the announcement today, the gates will open to all fans on the 30th of May. So that's in 9 days, actually. All Club Founders members will get exclusive chance to access the Fantasy MMORPG one day earlier on the 29th. Players can expect numerous and complex ways of interacting with their new friends. Each with more than 300 dragons has to be tamed in a challenging minigame. After that, scaled creatures support and accompany the player on their adventures in the expansive game world of Oratia. They serve as fighting, swimming, and flying companions. Yeah. Each dragon comes with a different active and passive skills, as well as special skills that can be used directly by the player. And again, this is Dragon's Prophet. It's the open beta. It starts on the 30th or the 29th if you're a club member. So, yay! Dragon's Prophet!
All right, and with that, it'd be time for us to... Well, we're not really going. We're probably going to go mute for a while. And actually, we're going to leave Blog Talk because I can spill over into some of our time that we're going to need for Pixinista later. So we're not going to do that. But make sure you are watching us on Twitch, twitch.tv. /GameNatrix_GGR. Make sure you go over there and check us out. We're going to be streaming the Microsoft event and then commenting about it, because that's how we roll.
Got it open.
Yep. And now those of you who are on our Twitch board, we're about to get off of air here on BT, but you can pop over again to our Twitch TV channel and sit in the chat room with us and listen to our commentary and yell and scream and whatever have you, and this is going to be interesting. So we'll see you guys on the flip side. I don't even know what I'm planning to go out. I'm all excited. My hands are shaking. Anybody else's hands shaking? Oh, my God. I'm so excited.